This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adoree Udoji. South African leaders have announced they will send peacekeepers to help secure the Democratic Republic of Congo, where violence has erupted. The decision came after a summit in Johannesburg. Meanwhile, the international aid agency, Doctors Without Borders, has warned that an outbreak of cholera is posing a new threat to tens of thousands of people displaced by the fighting. We're joined on the line from Goma in eastern Congo by BBC reporter Mark Lowen. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you.
What's the plan, and how soon do you expect it to be executed?
Well, there are lots of conflicting plans, really. On a humanitarian level, the plan is to try and bring as much aid and as much basic equipment into Congo to try and deal with the, frankly, dire humanitarian situation. There are now estimated to be about 100,000 people who have fled their homes and villages in the last few days. And this is a province now, North Kivu, from where I'm talking to you now, Goma, capital of North Kivu. North Kivu, in this province alone, it's estimated that around 1 million people have now been left homeless because of the fighting. That is a fifth of the population. So obviously there is a need for a plan of some sort to send in some humanitarian aid, which is slowly coming in, and also some sort of diplomatic sort of observers. When in Nairobi, I was in Nairobi a few days ago before coming here, and at the summit there of African Union leaders, the plan was to dispatch a sort of Great Lakes region, Central African region observer mission. I'm sorry, there's a helicopter coming over the top here. I hope you can still hear me.
We can hear you.
As I gather, the summit in South Africa has decided that there will again be an observer mission that will come here to try and enforce peace in eastern Congo and try to bring to an end this awful conflict and this awful humanitarian situation.
Describe how the rebels have triggered this latest round of violence, what their strategy is, and how far have they moved towards challenging the government?
Well, the front, there are several front lines now in this war, one of which is to the north of Goma. It's about 10 kilometers north of Goma. That is where the rebel front line is at the moment. And there is another front line to the west of Goma, some 40 to 50 kilometers west. And that is where some of the fighting broke out yesterday in a town called Ngungu, which was a town that really hadn't seen much fighting up until that point. So it was seen as particularly worrying that there was this outbreak of fighting there. Now, the fighting is principally between pro-government militias, notably the Mai Mai, which are effectively ethnic Hutu militias that support the Congolese government, and also between them and ethnic Tutsi militias, the largest of which is called the CNDP, which is under the auspices of renegade General Laurent Nkunda. And they are believed to be, or at least believed by Congo, to be supported and aided by the ethnic Tutsi government in Rwanda. So there is this sort of tension, very volatile situation, and tension between these militias that has caused the conflict up until now. And I have to say that although there has been...
Mark, we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you. Mark Lowen giving us an update of what's happening in Goma, Congo. BBC correspondent who is reporting to us from Goma.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.